This story started about 5 years ago outside of Kiana, when Teddy Smith could have sworn he saw an Inakin. Smith is Inupiat and a small-time TV actor. His mother had just died, and he hadn't been right since. Smith spent the days following her death camped out in a remote cabin, surviving on berries and water. He said he could hear the Inakin's voices, and they, quote, followed him continually, day and night. When Smith saw the Inakin, he screamed for it to get out of the cabin, and then he started shooting at it. Smith didn't shoot an Inakin. He shot two hunters, one in the chest, one in the arm, and then fled on a raft down the river. Smith said he was trying to get back to Kiana to, quote, find out what was real and what isn't. The two hunters survived, and the state troopers arrested Smith, charging him with first-degree murder. At trial, Smith's attorneys argued that if Smith was going to be judged by a jury of his peers, then some of the juries in his case had to come from the region's remote villages. People from hub communities like Kotzebue, they argued, might not understand the cultural significance of Inakins. But prosecutors claimed that bringing jurors in from the rural villages would be too expensive. The judge ruled in their favor, and none of the members of Smith's jury were raised in the villages. Smith was found guilty of attempted murder and sentenced to 99 years in prison.
Residents in rural Alaska see the court system as remote, as intimidating, and as an unfathomable institution, which was a particularly acute problem for Alaska Natives.
Tara Rich is the legal and policy director of the ACLU in Alaska. She was actually just citing a study from the 1990s. Jury selection in Alaska has been a problem for a long time. Smith's attorney is appealing his case, and the ACLU and the Native American Rights Fund have jointly filed a, quote, friend of the court brief supporting that appeal. They argue that Alaska's current jury selection system violates Smith and other defendants' civil rights. Rich says that Alaska's state court systems do not select jurors from dozens of the state's remote villages. The state claims that it would be too expensive to transport village residents to hub cities and then house them there. These excluded villages are largely Alaska Native. And as a result, Rich says that 30% of Alaska Natives will never be called to serve on a jury, even though Alaska Native peoples are disproportionately represented in cases in the state's criminal justice system. According to Rich, the policy of excluding villagers from juries alienates village residents from a criminal justice system that's supposed to represent them. And when residents are accused of a crime, the jury that judges them might not have any Native members at all.
And that is such a critical part about the fairness of this process and making sure that, you know, decisions are not made, particularly decisions as important as someone's freedom in the context of a criminal trial, based on, you know, cultural incompatibility or based on someone's contact or understanding of the defendant.
Rich added that the Bethel court system is, in some ways, worse than most. It includes more villages than some other courts do. Bethel's court selects juries from people who live within a 50-mile radius of the courthouse, and Aniak and Ammonix courthouses also pull jurors from nearby villages. But plenty of villages are still excluded, and as a result, in our region,
40% of Alaska Native residents are never called to a jury. So that's slightly more, that's 10% more than we see statewide.
Smith's appeal, including the brief from the ACLU and NARF, is currently pending before the Alaska Court of Appeals. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.